Well, our good friends in Congress, they are on break right now, but when they come back in January, they got a lot to do, including some legislation that we had high hopes for in terms of technology and privacy protection for kids and teens. I don't know where that is, but our next guest does. Maria Curry, Bloomberg Government Congressional Reporter, joins us here. So, Maria, talk to us about some of that tech legislation, online privacy. It seemed like it had bipartisan support. What happened?
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me. So one of the bills, it's called the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. It would have prevented companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, and Meta from using their platforms to give their own products preferential treatment and disadvantage competitors. And then a second major one, the Open App Markets Act, would have stopped Apple and Google from imposing certain requirements on app developers. So this would have been a big change for an industry that has largely gone unregulated since its inception decades ago. Both bills came from an 18-month investigation led by Rhode Island Representative David Cicilline and were championed in the Senate by Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota. But in the end, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer never scheduled a floor vote, despite its sponsors saying there was enough support. A lot of lawmakers faced hundreds of millions of dollars worth of lobbying from these tech companies, and bill sponsors will point to that as a reason why they never got a floor vote. When it comes to privacy, Congressman Frank Pallone and Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers in June came out with this comprehensive data privacy bill that would have required tech companies to limit the collection of personal data to the bare minimum that's needed to offer a service. Americans for a long time have been increasingly wary of how their phones are tracking them and how the apps they use are tracking them. This also never got a vote after facing pushback from California Democrats. Importantly, outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is needed to get the bill to the floor.
So it sounds, Maria, that this you think about it, you've mentioned the concept of lobbying and the money behind the big tech is. It just feels to me, and I think a lot of lay people, it's almost unlimited, really, when you just think about big tech. And you mentioned that big tech has largely gone unregulated in this country. And, you know, a lot of tech folks will say that's a good thing. That's why the center of technology is in Silicon Valley and it's not in China or it's not in Russia. What's the feeling within Congress about what should happen?
Sure. Well, yeah, the money is a very big factor. And the fact of the matter is that while Congress is not moving forward, a lot of states have begun passing their own measures when it comes to privacy. California, Colorado, New York will be implementing a law soon. And so some of these companies, at least publicly, will say they want a national standard in order to have less regulatory burden and a more uniform set of rules. You know, again, after decades of negotiations, lawmakers have still not been able to come to an agreement.
And it seems like the one of the issues that's actually had a big impact on online advertising is Apple, you know, by itself kind of saying we're going to allow our users that get apps on our store to opt out of advertising. That's actually had a big impact on the Googles of the world and the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the bill sponsors of the Open App Markets Act would still argue that competition is needed so that consumers could have a variety of options, regardless of what Apple is doing on its own.
So is there anything for 2023 that we should be on the lookout for? I mean, can some of these privacy issues get, I don't know, kind of reborn somewhere within Congress with some new sponsors, perhaps?
So I think the same bill sponsors will emerge with their privacy legislation, and negotiations on bill text will continue. But some of the same issues and sticking points will remain, getting Californians on board. When it comes to antitrust, the path forward for those two bills looks really tough. Republicans are set to take control of the House with Kevin McCarthy as the likely speaker. And Jim Jordan as the incoming chair of the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over these issues. And they've said that they do not support taking up this legislation. When it comes to privacy, Kevin McCarthy is also from California, but he's not expected to bring the same level of allegiance to, you know, the Democratic-run state. he has also made privacy a pillar of his agenda for the GOP in this upcoming Congress. The privacy bill will still have to clear the Senate, where Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell will have to be convinced. She opposed the bill in this last Congress because she thought it was too weak on enforcement. But Kathy McMorris Rodgers, the Republican co-sponsor on the bill, who will be in charge of the committee that has jurisdiction, has said she plans to use the privacy bill as a starting point.
In terms of like M&A, consolidation and technology, it seems like the Department of Justice, the Federal Trade Commission, they've told the big companies, Amazon, Apple, Google, no mas. I mean, is there a feeling within Congress that some of these technology companies have gotten too big and they're not going to be supportive of any M&A or consolidation within the tech space?
Absolutely. I mean, I think antitrust has bipartisan support. It's one of those issues that doesn't fall neatly in Republican and Democrat lines. But at the end of the day, lawmakers believe that Congress needs to play a larger role outside of the agencies that, you know, as you know, change parties and leadership, and they need a more permanent way of regulating these companies.
So for technology in general, is the feeling they're just too big to and they're too powerful to really rein in, and that there's really nothing that can be done? Is because if you have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic White House and you don't get anything done, that says a lot.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the criticisms that this last Congress and White House, who has also made antitrust a priority, has faced. In this upcoming Congress, though, while we might not see these bills become law, I think we will see heightened oversight into big tech coming from Republicans in the House as well as Democrats. Republicans tend to think that companies, you know, like social media platforms are censoring conservative viewpoints, and Democrats tend to think that they're not doing enough to stop disinformation, but both sides agree that companies need greater regulation. And so in this upcoming Congress, especially in the House that plans to be very focused on oversight, we can expect tech CEOs being summoned to testify on their, you know, data collection practices, their content moderation practices. And of course, Twitter has been on the spotlight, and we'll definitely be a part of that.
Maria, who are the big lobbyists? Is it the Amazons, the Apples, the Googles of the world, kind of just the big tech companies that we think of?
Yes, these companies will form coalitions under different names and go to Congress and visit lawmakers' offices and make their points as to why these bills would be existential threats to their business models.
All right, good stuff. Maria Curry, Bloomberg Government Congressional Reporter, talking about some of the technology and the legislation that did not get done in this Congress. In particular, looking at the online privacy protection for kids. I mean, at the beginning of the discussion, as Maria was mentioning, they had bipartisan support, but they are on the verge of defeat after their bills were excluded from the year-end spending deal released early Tuesday.